Hello, everybody. We'll continue with the next subsection of chapter 4 called The User's Guide. Here, the Makaber is almost saying, it's kind of sad that we, as Jews as a whole, throughout the ages, not just today, are glossing over the parts of the Torah that pertain to our physical health. And he said that, you know, we know, obviously, when Hashem created your body, He gave us a User's Guide, which is the teachings of the Torah itself, and the teachings of the rabbis afterwards. I see in the sections that pertain to the body and the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, are today perhaps the most neglected sections of all Jews. And the situation is not new. He goes, talks about 1700 years ago. It's a fascinating exchange that took place between the Babylonian Amora Rabbi Huna and his brilliant son, Rabba. Rabbi Huna reproached his son and asked Rabba, why don't you attend the Shirim of Rav Chisda, whose lectures are so sharp? And his son answered, with a hint of disparagement, the subjects that Rabbi Chisda was discussing, suggesting they were not quite challenging for him. Why should I go hear him? Rabbi said, whenever I go to study, he sits me down before me, teaches me mundane matters, talking about when you go to the bathroom and how you have to go to the bathroom. Rabbi Huna was appalled by his son's response. He replied, shocked. He said, he is concerned with matters of life and death, and you refer to them as mundane matters? If Rabbi Chisda's discourse is such matter, Rabbi Huna escorted his son, all the more reason for you to go study with him. In essence, he was saying to his son, that how can you dismiss the Torah discourse on the body and its functions, saying that you're loftier than that? That when claiming that the well-being of the body, which representing life itself, is such a fundamental way to your very existence, how could you say it's not worth you spending the time to learn? And this is but one of the main discourses in Talmud regarding health. It says there's many more ideas, the discussions about animals and fish and fowl, which to be eaten, including rodents, insects, and healthy, unhealthy, and infected animals, beasts, and birds of prey, which are described as unhygienic or injurious. The Torah and the Gemara elaborates on many examples of things that are good for health. The Gemara also discusses the digestion of food and its appropriate excretion, going on and on. Proper washing of hands. For this reason, quarantine of carriers of infectious diseases to protect public health is ordered by sages who also strongly emphasize the obligation to always maintain good personal cleanliness of the body, including the necessity to keep one's garments clean. And see, once again, preventive medicine in Hebrew, Shemiras HaNefesh, Shemiras HaGuf, is not outside of Judaism. It shouldn't be an afterthought. It's a very, very important concept. Rabbi Huda HaChassid asked rhetorically in Sefer HaChassidim, who is a wise physician? His reply was identical to that of the Rambam. One who knows to counsel the appropriate precautions to assure that his patient does not become ill. And should the patient fall sick, even though he is providing treatment, he is not a wise physician, since he failed to prevent the infirmity from coming about. Again, the constant idea that trying to stress in this book that we are, I don't want to say we're in control of our destiny, but we have somewhat ability to control our health. We have a lot of ability to control health. I don't want to say we're totally in control. Obviously, that's up to Hashem. But we do have an amazing ability to exercise and eat right and take care of our bodies to prevent a lot of things that could happen. Have a wonderful day.